What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And I think this podcast is going to scratch quite a few itches here.
This is about serger feet, is that
serger
right?
Serger feet.
So we can really be called Zig and Zag on this one.
Well, or like upper and lower.
Upper and lower. Looper. I'm a looper.
You're a looper.
I'm a little loopy.
Are you upper?
I'm a loopy. I'm loopy.
Are you the upper,
definitely.
Lower?
I'm upper loopy.
Of course. Amy V has been wanting us to talk about serger feet forever. We owe you some videos, Amy. She's like, show this foot, show that foot. And I'm like, yeah, we will. But we'll be able to do more of that in the future as we are kind of honing our business model, right, Mom?
Becoming
an efficient.
We're like honing all the time.
We're becoming an efficient sewing media machine.
You know, every time I hear the word hone, I think it should be said like hone.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see
that.
Yeah. Okay. So
it's almost like an onomatopoeia. Hone. Yes, go ahead.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
There was a word the other day that I was thinking, oh, crap.
Are you getting off track?
I was like, this isn't an onomatopoeia, but
it could
people
be.
Think it.
Or right.
That, and I'm sure that's how language develops, right? Okay, moving on. Serger feet. Today, we're going to talk about some kind of little, what do I want to call it? Explosion in the group.
Yeah, that like, okay, this is sometimes really odd for Mallory and I, because we know something. And it's like you know your own name. Like, you don't think about it. Like, it's something
yeah.
you know. It was like, you know, you had to learn to walk, but once you learned to walk, you didn't have to think, put one foot in front of the other. So this came up in the Self-Sewn Wardrobe Facebook page, and everybody's like, oh, you've changed my life. And I kind of felt bad that we had neglected this area.
Well, we hadn't neglected it. I'd done a live video on it.
Well, that's true.
So anyway, you know. So
whatever.
I kept resharing the live video. Okay.
Yeah, so, that's the other thing. We forget there's new people.
Yeah, yeah.
So we think if we've said it once, the whole world should know it. Right.
Well, and that's why we're going to come out with ebooks, right, Mom?
Right.
Okay,
you
moving on. Hey, ebooks. Okay. So Biz, and that's what I'm going to say your name is. I'm not sure if that's a nickname or whatever.
Yeah.
But she brought this up and she said, actually, what she did was she tagged us and she said, I'm putting all these layers together.
Right.
A pleated skirt onto a bodice that has elastic sewn into
That's right.
it. And should I use a 3-thread narrow or a 4-thread?
And guess what ZD said?
Oh, what did ZD say?
ZD said 4-thread.
There's a time and a place for
there
it,
you
everybody.
Go.
Okay. So then she said, I'm going to get out my elastic foot. And I said, oh, Biz, you probably don't need your elastic foot
right.
to insert this elastic into this seam.
Because she basically was putting this elastic in as a stabilizer.
That's correct. I said, it's possible that your default serger foot could have what's called a tape guide. And she was like, what? And I was like, well, I'll tag you in this video. Okay, go back to the video.
Yeah.
It's from the month of making underwear. And I am just gigantic and pregnant. And I didn't actually like rewatch the video, but I can only imagine that I'm like, there's a tape gun in your surgery wood, you know, and I remember,
maybe you were distracting and it didn't sink in what this was.
I remember, yeah, right. I remember going up to the camera and showing off this foot, which is like the normal serger foot on many sergers. Okay,
it's the foot that comes on your serger.
And this isn't true for every single serger,
but an awful lot of them.
Yes, so you know that we are baby walk.
I would say
people.
Especially the more modern serger, yeah. Like where you won't see this is on the one made in 1975.
Well, I will say that when I brought this up in this video, that someone was like, oh, I'm going to go check my serger for it.
People are like, I'm running downstairs to look at my foot.
Fred's comment was like, my temperamental old stupid serger does have one, you know? And so she's like, that's great. But like Fred hates her serger, you know? So anyway, just so you know, we've been accused and we totally know that we are elitist, but this...
Well, only when it comes to sergers, not at least in any other way whatsoever.
This feature is on a lot of sergers.
Well, like
not
I said,
I think
you know, as the serger market developed, it's become more common.
Okay, so let's tell people what the hell we're talking about. Okay,
all this is a little slot.
Yes,
in the front of your presser foot.
Yep. So the serger has a presser foot that has a toe that kind of flips up.
Right.
This sort of allows...
Why does the toe flip up, Mallory?
Okay.
Do you know?
I believe I know. This is what I was about to say. You can tell me if I'm wrong, I guess. What it does when that toe flips up is it exposes the first few teeth of the feed dogs on the serger so that you can just... Man, mom's glowing with pride right now. I wish I had taken a picture. I think I'm right. Okay.
I'm thinking she's right, but like if she's wrong, I'm going to be so let down.
It exposes the first few teeth of the feed dogs so that you can just slide your fabric under there and begin sewing without having to raise the presser foot and then lower it onto your fabric and start sewing.
Right, because commonly one of the differences between your serger and your sewing machine is you do not lift your presser foot to start sewing. You feed the fabric in with the presser foot down. And you're right. The feed dogs, they get to grip it.
Yeah, they get a little exposed to grip that fabric. Okay, so then there's this little slot there. And what you can do, and...
So it's horizontal. It's a horizontal slot.
Yep. And it depends on the width of your foot. On the four-thread sergers for the baby lock, it's smaller because the foot's narrower. On the eight-thread sergers for the baby lock,
it's huge.
There's a big one. And, right. And like think like on the Ovation, there's actually three different tape guides.
Right, you can buy different ones.
Okay. No. All on that same foot is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
All on that same
foot. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yes. There are these slots. And so what you do is you take the elastic or the ribbon or the whatever you're putting in there, and you, from the top of the foot, thread the tape through, and then it goes underneath the
foot. That's right. So it's actually being inserted towards you initially.
It's a little...
And then you flip it back through and under the foot. So that, it sounds a little weird, I know, but so if you're sitting at your machine, you don't just thread it right through from the side you're on. You want to put it from the back side towards you and then curl it through under the foot.
So it's supposed to go under the foot.
Right.
Okay, so if you remember that, like, hopefully that'll get you to the right place.
Right.
It's not supposed to go over the foot,
no.
Right?
No.
And what this does is it guides, we call it a tape guide because it can be used for lots of different things.
Okay, it actually goes over the front of the foot, though.
I know.
Yeah, but not the
whole
foot.
Hold on. Wait, don't say that. Okay. I think that's confusing.
Okay.
Or maybe the way I said it was confusing.
No,
I don't know.
We're just confusing you guys. Sorry.
It gets fed underneath the foot,
right.
And then it needs to get caught. The needles need to stitch through it.
That's right.
Okay? It doesn't necessarily have to get fed all the way over to the cut edge of the fabric.
Well, in fact, that's why it's there.
Exactly.
It's there so you don't cut your elastic or your tape or your cord or whatever you may be feeding through there. It keeps it just away from the blade.
That's right. So... we don't want to cut that kind of thing. It would compromise the integrity.
Right. You compromise the integrity of your elastic, and if you're doing something maybe decorative or trying to stabilize with, say, a piece of ribbon or some grosgrain or tape or whatever, you don't want to chop into the side of that. You're trying to keep it intact.
Yeah. So, you know, this is not like a big sewing industry moneymaker because it just comes on the machine. and it helps so much.
It changed people's lives the other day.
Because what do we do with the serger? When do we use this tape guide? We use it to thread elastic through.
Right.
Or to thread like a woven ribbon through.
Yeah, I think of it, you know, that's how I stabilize the shoulder on a t-shirt.
Shoulder
that's what
seams.
I do. Yep.
When people talk about like making a knit dress,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I think beginners don't understand how heavy knits can get.
That's right. Well, especially if they're doing those circle skirts.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of fabric.
Or a pleated skirt like Biz was doing. Okay. So we got those pleats in there. We got that circle skirt, whatever. The elastic, it doesn't necessarily like gather something up. It doesn't necessarily
need to stretch.
Yes. We don't always stretch the elastic as we put it through. But what it does do is it can help to give the knit fabric a little more oomph to hold all that stuff
up. So it's basically a stabilizer, but it stretches with your garment.
So that tape guide on that foot, and then someone had commented like on her post, they're like, my manual says it's for different tapes. Well,
it
elastic is a tape,
you know.
Now, keep in mind, this quarter, like the kind of elastic that can go through these tape guides is very thin.
It's thin. Right. Okay. This is not a big hunky piece like a 1-inch elastic. This is your 3/8 or your quarter or whatever.
Yes. So don't, like when we teach leggings class and we have you incorporate the 1-inch elastic into the waistband, we don't use the tape guide.
That's right.
Some people have been doing the power mesh waistband and they've been incorporating the quarter inch into their seam.
Uh-huh.
That's not actually how we recommend to do it, but hey, you know, that's Noah.
Right.
Noah's been doing that. Noah has been using his tape guide instead of doing it after the fact.
Right.
That's a place where you could do that. Okay. So yeah, just know that that exists and I use it just all the time. This works if you're using elastic that has not been sewn in the round. Okay.
Correct.
You can't.
Right.
It's got to be cut because you have to be able to thread it through.
Now, you can measure.
Yes.
And mark and know, you know, how you want this placed. And if you need to stretch it a little bit to fit or whatever, you can make the marks on the elastic and on the garment so that you can, you know, guide yourself through that.
And then I just overlap it a little bit.
I overlap it a little bit. That's exactly what I do when I get to the end.
Sometimes if you've been making a certain pattern or you're a very practiced sewist, you don't have to measure.
That's right.
You don't even have to cut elastic off of your big old spool that you ordered.
That's right.
Maybe you ordered a 75-yard spool of quarter inch.
Some people do that.
Yeah, some people do that. And just leave it on there.
I think jumping back to what you said about the one person that posted that her owner's manual said it's a tape guide.
Yeah.
What I want people to open their minds up to are, we have all these feet for our sergers. Some are specialty feet, and we have specialty feet for our sewing machines that sometimes they can be used for something else.
That's right.
And just don't limit yourself just because it says tape that you're just, you know, you've got in your head it has to be a specific tape and a certain kind. Again, test, play, have fun. Oh, I just figured out I had this slot in my serger foot. What else can I do with it?
Okay, and then I just, real quick, before we move on to our message break and then another serger foot used for a different thing than it's named.
Yes.
I want to say this slot is different from the slot on your foot where your needles go down.
Absolutely.
And
this is on the very toe of your foot.
Yes. And then I had a few people during the live broadcast ask me, oh, well, my sewing machine foot has like a wider slot. Is that what this is for? And I said, no, that's where your needle goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, ooh.
Yes, yes.
Or where the thread passes through or something.
Right.
Yes.
And so it's not the same thing. And if you tried, like, let's say you just, like, look at your normal zigzag foot in your sewing machine, and you tried to feed something in above that, it would flag
your
up with the needle.
Your needle's going to be in the way.
Yes,
right.
Yes, it would It would not.
This is in front of your needle.
Yep.
You know, before the all the layers pass through the feed dogs and the needle.
Go check out your serger. Go check out that video. We'll try to make another video.
I just had this vision of everybody like running, you know, upstairs through their sewing room and downstairs through their sewing room and getting a thrill out of this.
No, people
were
super excited.
Yeah, yeah.
And I use it a ton for underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Swimming suits was big and leotards.
Well, and what I was making, I was using this plush elastic, actually, and it fit through the tape guide. It had a pico edge.
Yes,
and the pico edge just kind of folded up. And
right.
I was like, oh,
just kind of goes out of the way.
Yeah. It was like, this is nice. Okay. So let's break for our message break. Hey, everybody. It's Mallory. Hearing your message break, and I just want to make an announcement or a disclaimer or whatever we're supposed to call it, that we are going to start using affiliate links as a way to get support for the podcast and for our website and everything like that. Mom, do you know what an affiliate link is?
Okay, she's affiliating me with something and I have no idea what this is about.
Yeah, I totally like used, you know, our tax ID number to, you know, da-da. So what an affiliate link is.
I'm going to wind up like in jail and not know what I'm being charged with. Is that right?
Probably.
Okay.
No, because we're disclaiming it right now.
Oh,
so
okay.
Affiliate links.
I'll just need a lawyer. I won't go to jail.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And we'll make money from the affiliate links to pay for the lawyer.
So, that ZD's going to need to keep her butt out of jail.
No, we're doing it all right. Okay, so here's the deal. Affiliate links are links that we post that maybe to Amazon or to other products on other platforms. And when you click through and you buy things on Amazon or you subscribe to something, you know, that we're an affiliate for, we get a kickback. Okay.
Oh, we make money?
Yeah, we make a little bit of money. And what's really cool about the Amazon thing is, you know, we make the kickback on everything you buy. So
if they buy a refrigerator, I can make money on it?
That is correct.
Hey, everybody, buy a refrigerator.
No, we're not. Okay, so that's something we're not supposed to do, right?
Oh, we're not supposed to. So now I am going to wind up in jail.
So the terms of service, though, I just want to let you all know, is that we have to disclaim, like, hey, we're an affiliate for this or this. You know, when we share this tracing paper from Amazon that has free shipping, this is an affiliate link. You need to know that I am not just innocently recommending this. And we will get a kickback on that. So you're going to see some of those in the group. It's never going to be crap that we don't
like. I was
going to
say, even though we could endorse crap,
we won't.
We're not going. We're actually going to maintain our ethics.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're going to find you things at places that ship fast. We're going to recommend products that we really enjoy using. If you've ever ordered something from us, you may have noticed that Mallory's not the most organized shipper and packer. So we are going to play to our strengths and really focus on creating the podcasts, the videos, the online classes, and allow other businesses that are really good at shipping things to ship things to you. So just be aware that we will be using those affiliate links. There are lots of ways to let you know. I can just say this is an affiliate link. Or sometimes people use hashtags, and I've been getting really creative and using, and it's been a lot of fun already in the group. So just heads up, we're going to be doing that. And if you click on an affiliate link, know that if you purchase something, you'll be supporting SewHere.com, and we so appreciate it.
Good idea, Mal.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, the next foot that we're going to, whose praises we're going to sing, is the elastic foot.
Yep.
But
for your serger.
For your serger.
And that's not my favorite use. So as we spoke before the break, sometimes something can be named something or be suggested for something, and you like something else about it better.
And what did we just say that we were using our normal, just everyday serger foot for? Elastic insertion.
Right.
And what are we going to use our elastic for in this second half of this episode?
Well, and not to say I don't use my elastic
foot
to add elastic. But again, that also, like you said, takes a bit of a skill and experience because the elastic is not measured that goes through that.
Yeah. So there's something that we use the elastic foot for that's not elastic. And what is it, Mom?
I'm going to get out my fishing line. And what I'm going to do is put my fishing line through this little hole that is in my elastic foot, okay? And you'll know what it is because it's the only thing that's going to fit through it is fishing line.
Yeah, it almost looks like a hole that's not functional. And
right,
like the only thing that fit through is like a pin or fishing line.
It's not very big. It's close to your knife, you know, that side of the foot.
Is that a baby lock thing or do a lot of elastic feet have this hole?
Ooh.
I don't know that.
I don't know because the only... Honestly, the only machine I've ever had specialty feet for had been
the baby locks.
Oh, no. I remember selling a Pfaff that had those.
Okay.
Yeah. It must be more than one machine. Now, that Pfaff was of genre in the 1990s. So they must be out there.
Yeah. So check your elastic foot. Okay.
Right.
For
or
this.
A foot that's made for fishing line, maybe, or for small cording.
So you can fit super, you know, something as thin as fishing line through this hole, and where it guides it is right to the right of your right needle.
Yes.
Yes.
And just to the left of
your blade.
That's correct.
And then you choose a rolled edge.
That's right.
A narrow rolled edge, not a rolled hem, a rolled edge. Where that fabric wraps around and kind of creates a tunnel.
Right.
And when this is all placed correctly, and I know it sounds a little precise the way we're talking about it, like it's between your needle and your blade.
But it just feeds like crazy.
Yeah,
it goes great.
Once it gets started and it's in that hole and everything, it's fine. The fishing line gets wrapped up in that rolled edge.
So it's encased in that thread and in that edge.
And what the fishing line does when you use the correct part of the fabric is it creates this beautiful fluttery hem.
It's what would we call a coil almost?
I mean, we call it a fishing line.
Well, yeah, we call it a fishing line hem. And here's the deal. In the 80s, everybody's wedding veil had this hem on it.
Well, shooting like their sleeves.
Everybody's this. Yeah, it was on a lot of the dresses too.
Okay.
Prom dresses, that was how they hemmed them, you know.
Do you have to put this kind of like on the bias?
Yes, it has to be on a stretch. So it can be on a knit.
Okay.
Or it has to be on, it will not curl like that if it's on the straighter grain.
Okay.
Okay.
The wonderful example we have of this that we kept in the shop, we always kept it hanging up.
Right.
We always kept it on a dress form or something or close by, which we can use as the featured image for this podcast, is my brown ballroom dress.
That's correct.
So this was a straight silk formal gown.
Yes.
That we added, you added godets into.
I did.
So you made sure to cut those on the bias so that the bias would be at the hem too.
I guess. They were not on the true bias.
Okay.
They weren't on the bias. They were on the straight because the hem was curved.
Oh, the hem was curved. I didn't realize.
So
that.
If the hem is a circle.
Yeah.
Correct.
You get enough.
You're right. So this works on a circle skirt.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be the true bias. It just has to be a bias.
Man. Well, how about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Bianca. Okay. so this does not have to be on the true bias, but it has to be on kind of like an, can't be on just the straight
grain. You need to be able to stretch it so that it can do that curl.
So You
now
just...
on Tool?
Yeah.
Tool stretches.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be on any bias.
It's such
in particular.
An open weave.
Right. Tool is just stretchy awful. You know, it can get out of hand even. So like on Tool, you have no problem at all. Something like that.
So there are, I mean, how many layers are in that skirt? Three, four?
Honestly, I think it's only three.
Oh, okay.
Because it's, I remember it's three different colors of silk.
Yes. And you went and just hemmed that all with the fishing line.
That's right.
And did you, you go around with the fishing line and you don't cut it immediately.
Well, you can cut it, but if you cut the fishing line, you want to leave like a foot or 2 feet extra.
Right.
Because then what you do is you go back with the fabric and you start stretching the fabric over that line and it will get like curlier.
Curly, curly, curly. Right, right, that's what right, this hem right. looks like. Real
right,
curly.
Right.
And it's great when there's more than one layer.
Right. And actually, I mean, just this is incidental in this particular podcast, but what I did on that, because I could not match the fabric, you know, you had the silk dress that we're...
Yeah, it was like dark brown.
Right. And we actually got the dress in... a resale shop. So obviously I couldn't like just match the fabric. I used three different layers of silk chiffon and they were all a different color brown.
Okay. I think one thing you're remembering wrong. I don't think that the Godets are silk. I think they're poly chiffon.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh,
because
I
remember
have to look
you
at
being
it.
Like, I remember you being like, oh, let's try and get some silk. And then you're like, this doesn't have to be silk.
Oh,
we're going to put, you know, poly chiffon and it's three different colors of brown that are different from the brown of the dress.
Right. And then what I did is I put three different hems. When I say this, they all have the fishing line hem, but I used different threads. So one is a sparkly this with a, you know, a dark brown. And the, so I mixed the, so each hem is like, you know, what should I say? They're different, but it's subtle.
And we also got to incorporate the chiffon into the floats of the dress. So if you've ever seen like Dancing with the Stars or anything like that, and the women have the chiffon attached to their wrists.
So the fabric's like attached at the back of the dress or the back of the neck or something like that. And then the fabric floats out to the wrist.
Yes. So that was incorporated there too. So what this did is it made this straight ballroom or straight gown.
Right.
You know, I could use it for a ballroom, for foxtrot.
And, and you know, the question like might be, why did I not make the entire gown? We happen to be in this resale shop. I see this silk beaded gown with lattice work for 12. It's lattice work all around, you know, the top, the... what do I want to say? Like the décolleté in the back. Okay. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous gown, but it's a straight skirt. No, it just has a little slit so you can walk in it only. It was $12.
Well, I think it was $30 and then it was like, you know, 60% off.
Right.
Yeah,
it was
so
we
cool.
paid $12. And it was funny because I handed it to Mallory and I said, here, try this on. If it fits, I think we can use it, you know, for your smooth dress. And then I said, it doesn't even have to fit. We'll make it fit because the work was, and I think all I did to alter that dress, the top of that dress, is I took a little bit of a tuck in one of the shoulders at the lattice work to make it fit you perfectly.
So you added some extra beads and the Godets are not symmetrical. They're higher on one side than the other.
Yes. It comes from like up high on one hip to down lower on the ground or, you know, towards the ground. Yeah.
And the baby grunts are courtesy of Baby Jerome. Just
that's
in case
right.
Anybody is wondering. All right. Well, so that's our little recap of normal foot used for elastic, elastic foot.
And
used
what
for
we
his
really
fishing
use
line.
The elastic foot
yes,
for, right?
Yes. And you, you know, hopefully we can make some videos on this soon. But just bend your mind a little bit when you're thinking about feet. And
right. You never know. And like I said, play with those things when you know discover them or see them. Play with them for a while. It's especially something to do at like late at night. You don't have really a project going and you just want to fiddle with your machine or something. Play with stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, look up other people who have done weird things with their feet because I don't know if we've talked about the pin duck
and
foot
yet. And be careful how you Google it.
Yes.
Because you can get like foot fetish and stuff like that. So be just just know.
Or
to say sewing feet. Or
just enjoy your foot fetish search results. Right. Whatever you want to do. Okay, well, thank you so much for listening. You can find us on Instagram, ZD Sewing Studio. Jerome wants his own Instagram.
You can also find Mallory nursing a baby while she's trying to do a podcast.
That's right. We post those in the exclusive Patreon group.
That's
those
correct.
Photos. Okay. And, you know, what did I say? We're on Instagram. You can email me at mallory@sewhere.com. Take it away, Mom.
So long and so happy, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.